أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا واطمأنوا بها والذين هم عن آياتنا غافلون أولئك مأواهم النار بما كانوا يكسبون. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. We discuss from ayah number 7 to ayah 10 of Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes two groups of people. The one is إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Certainly those people who are not hopeful of our meeting. In other words, they are not ambitious. They do not aspire to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And they are pleased with the life of this world. وَطْمَأَنُّ بِهَا. And they are comforted by it. A true believer will live in this world, but he will not find solace in this world. The desire of a true believer will always be that he wants to contact, latch up, link with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And the third is that they are ghafil, they are negligent about our signs. The signs here would mean the tokens that Allah ta'ala has shown in the universe. Ayat can also mean the verses of the Quran Sharif. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. These are the people that their abode is the fire of Jahannam because of what they had earned. It is not that Allah Ta'ala wants to punish, but it was their deeds that they had carried out, and because of their deeds they earned the wrath and the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second group Allah Ta'ala speaks about, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Certainly those who had brought iman, and that is perfect iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they practice righteously. In other words, insofar as the sincerity, ikhlas was for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Secondly, they practice according to the sunnah, the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, earning the pleasure of Allah. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Their Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will guide them because of their iman, or Allah will guide them by their iman. One is that when a person has iman, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala guides more and more that person towards good deeds. As a person progresses and he carries on the good deeds, in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens the way, and this guidance is called tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grants more and more tawfiq to a person to continue. But obviously, what is the final guidance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم. That guidance will be to that place, to that abode, to Jannah, under which rivers flow, and that will be جنات النعيم. It will be the gardens of bliss, and it will be the gardens forever and ever. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Ta'ala spoke about one dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wama kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. That when the people of Jannah are going to enter Jannah, it will come out from their mouths the praise of Allah, alladhi hadana, that Allah who guided us to this. Had Allah not guided us, we would have never been guided. So that is the final hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants a person. Da'wahum fiha subhanaka Allahumma. Allah ta'ala says that they call in Jannah will be subhanaka Allahumma. Subhanak, glory be to you. Allahumma, O Allah. Secondly, watahiyatuhum fiha salam. The tahiyya, the greetings will only be of salam. And this salam will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This salam will be from the malaika. This salam will be from each other, the people of Jannah, and that shows the purity of heart that will be in Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wahum, and their akhiru da'wat, their last call to Allah will be Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. It comes in one hadith. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the people of Jannah, they will look up towards the upper part of Jannah, and over there they will see birds flying. The desire will come in their hearts that they also consume of that bird. There won't be any need, they will not be hungry, there's no hunger, there's no thirst, there's no cold, there's no heat in Jannah. Everything will be comfortable, and hence when this need of this bird will come, or the desire of the bird comes, they just desire it and they will say Subhanakallahumma. That is all they will say, Subhanakallahumma. An angel will bring that bird to them the way they want to eat it, whether it is roasted or whether it is fried or however. And that angel will bring it and make salam. So Subhanakallahumma wa tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. When this comes, they will also realize the great ni'mat of Allah, and they will say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In other words, after they have consumed. Then we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it will be easy, like how in this world a person breathes. We don't make an effort to breathe. Breathing in and breathing out is a normal phenomena insofar as a human is concerned. Like that, the praises of Allah and the tasbih of Allah will be so easy for the people of Jannah to carry out. And again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allama Alusi rahimahumullah, has stated that each time a person says Subhanakallahumma, the salam will come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. And then he says, when this salam of Allah ta'ala comes, then they will say Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah ta'ala grant us all these ni'mats of Jannah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.